Jules abandoned us.
Oh, yes, Jules abandoned us. And normally everybody's having such a good conversation. That's why I always try to just jump in and hit record. If you didn't figure out, I am recording right now.
Yeah.
This is Geeks of the Square Table, episode 49. And I'm Lawrence of America, your host. And with me today, as always, is...
Gomer.
Steve.
David.
Taylor.
Adam.
All
I noticed
right.
You've abandoned your ridiculous intros.
You got so mad at him.
He's like, I get mad at people.
Don't go back.
I get mad at people for crap all the time.
No, no, that's not me.
The reason why I abandoned the intro. The reason why I abandoned the intro is because when I go to listen to the podcast and I look at my name is not there. My name is Daniel.
Oh, Larry, what a jerk you are.
That's like happened like twice.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep thinking you're Daniel.
Big Danny used to sit in. Big Danny used to sit in.
Danny used to sit in.
Speaking of Big Danny, we ought to give him a shout out for saving Larry Saturday.
What do you mean? Heimlich?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously? Larry was choking on a M&M milkshake.
Okay, so yeah. So I got a Sonic M&M Blast and... I was just eating it. There's just a chunk of M&M got stuck in my windpipe.
You're talking while you're eating, I bet. You're always talking.
I don't actually think I was. Danny was ringing something up, and I'm sitting there choking, and I'm like, I can barely breathe.
Yeah.
But so I'm not turning blue, but I keep coughing.
Yeah, it was.
Everybody's doing their own little thing, and Danny's like,
Larry,
okay?
You shut up and trying to play magic.
Yeah. So I'm like, Daniel looks over and says, Larry, you okay? And I go, and I do the choking sign, and he's the only one that actually knows what it means.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You know,
that's awesome.
FYI, if anybody out there puts both hands to the neck, that's the international sign.
Thumbs out,
yeah,
like
thumbs
in a V.
Out
in a V.
Sign for they're choking. I really, if he wouldn't have said it in there, somebody might have noticed when I started ramming myself on a table.
He went over there and gave Larry the Heimlich, and it was...
Wow.
Yeah.
So, good job, Big Dan. You man.
All right.
Well, what was he going to do? Just let you die there? You know? Oh, Larry.
I honestly think I wouldn't have died, but I probably would have been coughing and hacking for another 20 minutes before I could just work it out.
Yeah. Dang.
But yeah, no. Everybody, nobody noticed the damn thing. Yeah, like,
I'm tentatively glad that you survived, Lance.
Yeah, tentatively.
Oh,
give him to the end of the podcast. You know, to know for sure.
We'll see.
We'll see how things develop from here. But
right. You're my nemesis, but I don't want to go up that way.
Yeah.
If I want you to die, I want it to be in my hands.
Oh, God, I've been reduced to the Bond villain.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
All right, so, well, actually...
Besides your survival.
I want to talk about a little bit of life and death. I want to talk about, or at least mention Ferguson.
Okay. Oh man, you know how we hate when you get on politics. I Hulk out, dude.
All right, and all
somebody will say arbitrarily racist. All
I'm gonna say is that there's plenty of videos out there. The press is being suppressed.
Oh, agreed.
There are videos out there of media reporters getting shot at, getting gassed,
arrested.
Yeah, arrested, beaten. And some of them have been hospitalized, but there is still footage out there. Go out there, just go beyond your normal television media sources, and go out there and try and find some own information for yourself.
Twitter hashtag Ferguson is enough.
There's plenty of stuff out there. It's something you should look into.
Yeah, and you'll get both
spend
sides.
A little bit of your internet playtime. Trying to learn a little bit about the world going around. Don't stay ignored. I'm running late because I got pulled over this morning.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
For speeding?
For speeding. Doing a menace to society, doing 70 on the highway.
Really?
Yeah. 65?
Wow. On Briley, which is
55.
Which is 55. 55, where it's 6 lanes wide and a perfect straightaway for 5 miles.
It's
and
so weird.
And everybody does.
Honest to God, I didn't realize that Briley was 55.
Yeah,
the only reason it's 55 there is
so
because
many on and off.
No, Opry Mills, when they installed it, they made them lower the speed limit. They paid for them to widen the highway and lower it, and then they pay for extra patrols right through there so people will slow down and see their pretty lights.
Oh, okay.
It's all about it's
promotion. Okay.
I mean, that's literally...
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. I drive it all the time, and everybody does.
Yeah, no,
you
I mean,
drive
like,
55, you get run over half the time.
Right, no,
well, there's
I mean,
enough lanes where you don't really get run over. But yeah,
well,
thing is, I was getting pulled over, cop lights behind me, people are still flying by me. You know?
They're like, well, the cop's occupied, let's gun it.
Exactly. That's you what know, they do.
But, you know, the thing that shocked me is he came in there, license, insurance, I pull it out, show it to him. He goes, all right, be right back. Comes out, hands me an envelope. Like, all right, here you go.
What was
sign
it, the
here, sign your ticket. Yep. All right, and so I signed the ticket. He's like, and the envelope's out there. All right, you were caught doing A through Z.
And he checked.
Depending on which one of your fine, this is your fine.
Yep. Yeah.
This is your court cost.
Yeah.
Period. It's just okay. Give me money. Go
that's
away.
What is it supposed to be?
Well, no, I mean, it just seems ridiculous. There's no legitimate reason for the speed limit to be that low there.
But it's still, I mean...
This is a rousing conversation, but maybe we should move out of the intricate details of local Nashville traffic.
Okay. Well, you know, all I'm saying is the court cost was $50, the ticket, the fine was $50.
Are you going to bring this back to Injustice from Ferguson? Is that what you're getting at? There's
I'm just trying to figure out where you're going, Larry. I was segueing away
from...
That's
kind of a glib thing to say.
I'm just trying to figure out where he's going.
I'm trying to go into a less politically charged... And slow.
Yeah,
as mentioned, everybody find out about Ferguson on
definitely, your own. Definitely.
The one bit of lighthearted news out of Ferguson. Apparently, CNN ran a stock photo for quite a while that had a mailbox in the picture that said "fuck the police."
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
that was pretty.
Apparently,
hilarious.
They never caught it.
They played it
or
for
at least,
weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it hasn't been weeks since the
news. Well, yeah.
They ran it for a damn long while with "fuck the police" written on their screen.
Right. So. Yeah.
Love
but
that.
No, so,
love that.
But all in all, you know.
Military harder. What else?
It should be.
Scary. I was trying to segue away from
do
that.
Do it. Segue away from that.
Other stuff.
What can we get
speaking
into?
Speaking of Ant-Man. real quick, we might want to talk about the announcer for Saturday Night Live.
Passed away?
Don Pardo.
Then we can move it to Ant-Man.
Terrible,
man.
Cool.
I'm good.
Terrible.
FYI, also, in local comic news, I did some figuring just to see. Last week, Marvel sales here were double DC sales.
I believe that.
Here at the store?
Well, Marvel does, like...
Not surprising.
Not on a week-to-week basis, but in, like, the grand scheme of things, Marvel does roughly half the business in the comics medium, right? And then DC does a third, and then everyone else splits
as
up.
As far as sales or as far as...
Well,
overall
as far as the sales, half
money.
The business was Marvel, half the business was small press.
Well, the microcosm...
I mean, a quarter was small press, and a quarter was DC.
Yeah.
Just at this particular location.
Oh, I was
location.
Giving DC too much credit.
Yeah. At this store, but it's usually month-to-month around 35 to 40 for Marvel, and then around 20 to 25 for DC. And that's nationwide.
Yeah.
Nationwide. But yeah, that's about on par. Well, Marvel or DC has had a bad string of luck.
Does anybody want to say...
Well, they've had a bad string of creative
decisions. Would you address that to the New 52?
True. Or, well, it's bad luck.
Well,
New 52 bumps it itself for a while.
Well, also, here's the other thing. Now, as far as...
It's from a lack of quality books. Period.
I don't read DC. All right.
Well, there's another thing. Marvel just puts out more books.
In the month of July, which was the best-selling month for comics since Diamond, since the Diamond Era, DC put out four fewer books than Marvel.
You say that the best-selling month for Diamond doesn't mean for comics.
No, it does. They had all the numbers there. It was the best-selling month
for
comics.
But that doesn't mean people bought them. That means
stores bought them.
Stores bought them.
Well, I'm going to give enough credit to the comic shop owners of America that they're ordering the books
that people are
buying.
Thank you.
We love you, Mark.
They didn't buy 1,000 extra Rocket Raccoons than they needed.
What? But we're just getting your back. Larry's talking crap about you.
Not the moneymaker. It's everything else.
That's comics the only get you in thing the door. I'm talking about. Diamond.
Well, if we're talking about like movies and like other various things, I'm pretty sure it's even more skewed in Marvel's
definitely
favor.
Definitely even. Yeah. They have more
just
movies out.
Just comics skewed in Marvel's favor, but you got to think
but
that
in the month of July, hand over just fist, they're making for money comic in books, floppies, monthlies, and graphic novels, it was the best month since the Diamond exclusive era.
Which is, I guess, we're running on 10 years now.
I think it's about that.
So they have sold. They sold the most wholesale.
That's the only number we have. That's the only number we can get. That's the only number anyone.
That's really all we can go off.
Yeah,
but
it's the only number. Well,
that's what I'm saying. So the most was moved out to the public. Whether or not it was actually those were good books or those moved off shelves.
Well, on the worst month, on the worst selling.
Well, now we're just getting into the philosophy of supply and demand.
There's no way to know.
I personally think that I read more Marvel books because there's more Marvel books that I want to read.
Exactly.
Well,
it's quality.
The other thing,
it's quality.
I kind of have to fight tooth and nail to find DC books. There's probably three that I pick up on a semi-regular basis.
That you
want to
read.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Almost all Marvel books are $4 now, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a shame. Miss Marvel isn't, and I love Miss Marvel.
And DC isn't quite there yet.
DC's best-selling books are $4.
But so
the ones that I pick up,
are
$4 books.
Yeah. So that doesn't matter.
So you think it's the reason why they're sticking to their $2.99 is because they need the extra advantage?
I think they're sticking at $2.99 because no one's going to buy Teen Titans at $4. I don't want to buy it at $3, but I like the artist. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
But I think if you look at the numbers for July, you know, just talking about sales, what is really pushing the market is Image. I mean, Spider-Man is going to sell. Batman is going to sell.
I wouldn't say pushing, but they're getting more market share nowadays.
The thing about it is,
at like good books coming out. Image has Saga.
The top 9 out of 10 books on graphic novel sales for July, the best selling ever, were all Image books. Saga and Walking Dead mostly.
As far as graphic novels, yes.
Yes.
Okay. But now, I'm just, when I'm saying these sales, I'm just referring to
floppies.
And this data I'm going off of is just the comic books that came out last week.
Okay.
You know, our sales for new stuff that came out last week, Marvel was double DC.
I could believe that.
I believe
and
that.
Image,
easily.
Image was our small press, everybody other than Marvel and DC. Was almost equal to DC.
DC.
Do we think sometime in the next 10 years we might consider Image part of a big three?
I already consider Image part of the big three.
Honestly,
if we're being honest, it's still the big two.
Yeah.
At least in terms of sales, not necessarily in terms of quality.
If you take all the smaller press, every press that isn't the big two, Image looks like a monster compared to everybody else.
Right. I mean,
but like we were saying earlier,
it's only fair to
all everyone else. Is clamoring for like 25% of the market share.
You're right.
I mean, at this point, I think we could probably consider it the big 2.5, maybe.
Maybe.
The way they're going,
just
next month, Image is putting out 5 more number ones. Just next month.
And if half of what they put out sticks, then maybe they will be able to get up there.
I don't know. Half of what they put out has been sticking.
Well,
this year, it's been a really
Image
good
to
year.
Me is about quality over quantity. Like, Saga is one of the best things going
out. It could come out twice a year and you'd still read it.
Well, I only get it.
It only comes out four times.
Trade.
Oh, yeah. Well, it only comes out like 4 times a year, it seems.
The reason I only get indie books in trade is because, they read better, and B,
you don't want to take early risk.
They take their hiatuses, which I understand for creative reasons. You don't want to just pump out crap just for the sake of having it on the shelf.
That's the other thing. A lot of the smaller presses are designed more to sell in trade.
Well, Marvel books are designed to be collected in trade.
All right.
They're definitely writing.
They pump out their variants for people to buy them and collect them, though.
Right, but their business model is cranking stuff out every week. Whereas,
and
like,
I can understand from their perspective. I can understand that. I mean, Jim Shooter was known as like this horrendous boss, but he was getting people to get their crap out by deadline.
Exactly.
Which, from their business model perspective, that's kind of necessary.
I agree.
And well, your Image stuff, like a lot of the books I read, you know, they may only come out, you know, they'll come out every month, you know, for 6 months, and then you won't hear about them for a year.
Yeah.
And that's then they'll come out with another, you know. There's a lot of artists that do. Like you said, they'll get a good story arc.
Yeah.
They'll write it. It'll come out monthly. And then it's more marketed just for trade. Well, they'll put out the books.
What's your overarching point, though?
But it is a shame from...
Oh, you're just talking about comics
in general.
Well,
the shame of getting that out on schedule is like...
I was just trying to bring some comic book news
to the table.
You look at good
books,
like even Thor God of Thunder.
Yes.
I would love it if Sadra Bick had drawn every single issue that's come out so far. But
it'd be late.
Yeah, but it'd be late.
Yeah.
Fucking well, Sandman...
Yeah, is late.
Actually, that's late because of Gaiman.
Yes.
But... And both Gaiman and J.H. Williams III are worth the wait, but God, it's been like...
It's been a while.
We're approaching a year, and I think they've got three issues out.
Three issues out.
Yeah.
And that can hurt comics. Or that comic.
Another reason
that's not going to hurt that comic.
I am waiting for the trade on that
one. It can, but it's not going to hurt that comic.
Now I got to wait and see if, like, they, when they put out the trade, is it going to have, like, the fold-out, like...
I'm not sure. It's almost,
I'm sure they'll do, like, a super deluxe edition at some point. Oh, yeah, yeah. Does, but, like...
See, that's the only reason I like to pick up a lot of the indie titles monthly is because you never know if you'll see them
in trade. Yeah, they may not collect
some of these. Like
Image,
your smaller ones, like what's it,
$10 trade?
Yeah, they know they're going to sell it. Trees, I think, is another one. Like, we can't rely on these things going on for a super long time.
Yeah, well, I was actually kind of.
I mean, they might. They very well could, but
yeah,
Bunker is like what.
Yeah, Bunker just issue 5 came out, and the 1-4 trade came out. Now, as far as I know, that's a web series that has a little ways. They actually have a few more issues already written.
Yeah,
but then, like, there's also like the downfall of like waiting for the
trade. That's a super thick book too for $10.
Sometimes reputation fails me, where I'll pick up a book, and it's a relatively large investment to pick up a whole graphic novel instead of an issue.
Well,
Pretty Deadly.
Oh, well,
I thought it was fine, but I didn't think it was that good.
But it was only $10 for that first trade, right?
True.
I think that's a really good push Image is doing.
Yeah,
$10 first volumes, that's a great way to get people
and
to
I think
jump on.
Versus a $4 book, $6, at least you have an whole arc.
And then you have a book. And you have a book for the shelf.
I'm the kind of guy, if I read a trade and I like it, I'm a sucker. If they put out a deluxe hardcover,
you are buying those...
Yeah, you know, I've got all the Walking Dead hardcovers. Yeah.
You are a sucker. When it
I'm
comes
still waiting
to
try Rocket Girl. Has anyone read that?
I have not read
I've heard good things about it.
I have not read that.
He's a sucker.
But we were talking about comic sales. If you look at...
I read the first
one.
He's
wearing a Walking Dead t-shirt right
honestly,
now.
Honestly, I read the first one, and I didn't get compelled to read the second one.
Oh, for Rocket Girl?
Yeah. Okay. It was...
it's like time travel cop mystery.
Yeah, basically, teenage cop... Because in the future, a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old could be a cop.
Nice.
With a rocket pack.
And like a captain or something.
Sit back in time for some reason.
Weird.
Now she has to go to high school.
But comics right now, as far as... I mean, you're just talking about last week of comics.
Yeah, just throwing that
out. If you look at the shelves last week, Marvel had an event. DC doesn't have an event going on right now.
Marvel always has an event.
That's right.
Going on. Just about.
Is that part of the reason they're always number one?
You can argue that they have their "quote unquote" big year event, and like they have like these little like sub events.
Their event,
like Shadowland, was like a sub event.
Well, here's the thing.
But that was still in top five sales for the month that it came out.
From someone who reads mainly independent books, I see Marvel always has a story based event going on.
Yeah,
and it seems like the DC events are always gimmicky.
Yes.
Like, their big event right now is selfie covers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call that an event.
That's
not DC is bad. Okay. Is really bad. They're not events per se, but, like, they do their the little theme months, you're right.
The villain
coming
variant.
Up again.
Like, last October, was it 2 years ago?
It was last year.
At some point, did villains last month, where, like, they did, like, these crappy little origin issues for a bunch of villains.
This October, they're going to have, like, monster covers. Monster variants of
they're
Theorists.
Also having another theme month where it's not covers, it's all stories. Every single DC book is going to be 5 years in the future. It might happen, it might not. That's, yeah, I see it as a perk. I don't have to buy a single DC book all month. I only bought one Villains Month
book. That's what sucks for DC. I know. I won't buy a single DC
book. But if you look at DC, when Forever Evil was going on, Forever Evil was in the top every week. Batman in the top.
Well, that's a proper event.
Every week.
Whatever.
But I think that kind of explains.
We can debate whether this is a good thing or not, but big events do sell like motherfuckers.
And that's what they're in business for. That's what these publishers are in business for, to sell comics.
So what does DC need to do to
They need to do an event every month like Marvel does, obviously. If the same books are in
they
the
They couldn't even do Forever Evil without massive delays.
You're right.
But is
You're
it,
right.
But what I'm saying is what do they need to do? Do they need to maybe shake up writers, artists?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
It has something to do with it.
No, right, they need to do. They need to do. Okay. So
I say
got,
as far
like,
as sales
goes,
Sandman
Overture, a perfect example. They could have been working on this book for 3 years, knowing these people were going to take this long to do it, and then delay, write us a year's worth, a story arc's worth.
Who's the premier writer over at DC right now?
I guess Jeff Johns.
Is he writing Superman?
Yes.
Is it selling? No. It's not about artists and writers. It's not. Not at DC.
So what is it?
Jeff Johns.
It's events. If you have an event out, people will buy your event.
Back in the day, Jeff Johns, they were writing. They were picking up Green Lantern because of Jeff Johns. They're picking up The Flash because of Jeff Johns.
I know. It's just not happening now.
Action Comics because of Jeff Johns. They've gotten...
People were picking up Forever Evil because of Jeff Johns.
You get writer fatigue after a while.
Agreed. But that's
Jeff Johns has written all the events lately. He's written. He wrote Infinite...
Agreed.
Say to writer fatigue. Tell that to Stephen King or George Romero.
That's totally different.
Comics.
That's totally different.
Or George Martin says that.
It's years between, or at least, it's a good chunk of time between a book and a book for, a novel.
They can't come up with something?
But
they have one thing at DC that drives their
unless
sales.
You're fucking James
Batman.
Patterson and you're like
that's
a goddamn
so that's all they've got
machine.
That's all I pick up.
That's
well, I think King puts out one every 6 months.
I work over at Barnes & Noble, and we had a thing recently. Apparently, James Patterson was the top writer in a decade over Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling.
Well, because he sold 10 copies of every book he released.
He put out
every day.
He put out 40 billion mediocre books, whereas J.K. Rowling put out 7 of the all-time classics.
Yeah.
Has it been long enough that we can call them classics?
Yes.
No.
Easily. No, fuck you, Steve. No.
Easily. Harry Potter?
No.
You're classic. Wrong, dude.
No, not
you're wrong, man.
It's an important, influential book by
King. I will say a major, most
influential young reader's book in history. I would go that far to say that. The most influential young reader's book.
Only because of the movie title.
Who cares? That's not the book's fault.
Honestly, I would say
no. They were way huge before those.
They were a phenomenon before the
movies. First of all, did we all forget a series of books called Chronicle of Narnia?
Yeah, that's a classic.
That is a classic.
I consider that.
Are we just waiting for the passage of time then?
Yeah,
are we
is that what it is?
Well, I mean, word classic. I just don't think it's old enough to be classic. But no, I think Chronicles of Narnia is a far more influential book than
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah.
I
think they're both the same kind of influential. It's just different generations.
I do not think.
I'll give you that.
We'll be talking about Harry Potter. Being influential now.
I think Harry Potter has become part of pop culture at this point.
We will talk Chronicles of Narnia. We will talk The Lord of the Rings.
Maybe we should
be an influential.
Lord of the Rings
Harry
Potter is
definitely
a good
transition
influential.
Point,
you say classic.
Maybe we should jump onto something else because Steve brought up forever ago Ant-Man.
Oh yeah, then First Images.
First Images of Ant-Man.
Yeah, they started production.
Am I supposed to be excited about that?
Not particularly.
Nah, it looks like
This is great because we can talk all this shit about Ant-Man. And Jules will listen to this later.
Let me tell you why you should be excited.
I just like
about
Ant-Man.
This Ant-Man picture.
Because Paul Rudd has a hoodie.
No,
Paul Rudd is homeless.
As far as I'm not excited about this first image they put out because it's okay. It's Paul Rudd
homeless in
his,
a man.
In his casual outfit.
In a van down by the river.
And it makes sense, story. From what we know about the story, he's a thief.
Down on his luck.
Makes
yeah.
sense, he got roughed up a little bit. But this is not the type of image you can really salivate over, because it's just
the
him
reason,
standing in front of the Golden
the
Gate Bridge.
The reason it's important no is because nothing to be
that,
like.
Yeah, that, the
there's
reason
nothing to be like truly excited.
The reason
about
we nerds would like the movie, we'll be excited when we see him in like the first clip of him moving around yeah. punching people as Ant-Man.
Yeah. I think it's important because this is, in pre-production, the movie that Marvel has seemingly had the most difficulty getting done.
Yeah.
Writer changes, director changes, that's huge.
Even actors.
And now if they've started.
They
it's
have
actually,
started
it's still going to happen.
And it's
that's a huge deal.
Well,
I'm a big Ant-Man fan.
If it keeps having production hell like this, could this be their first major misfire?
It definitely.
This definitely stands
I think it had
the potential to be
I
that.
Think Ant-Man had the chance to do that before any of the problems arose, just because it's such a weird character.
Right. Well, but then
Guardians gives me a whole lot of hope.
That's why Guardians is so important. It's the proof of concept that they can throw out their weirdest, most obscure
characters. As long
characters.
As it's still a good movie, it doesn't matter.
If the quality is there, fans will come.
This is the thing with Marvel, though. Even if Ant-Man is a bad movie, I still think it's going to make a ton of money.
Well, everyone's going to
really
steal gonna
matter. If
crap.
It makes money, that's okay for them in the short term, but does that start the ball of doubt rolling?
No, because here's what happens.
Does the next movie not do as well? Because I don't want to go see Black Panther because Ant-Man was shit.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
No.
They'll delay Black Panther. All right,
here's exactly what's going to happen if it's a bad movie. What Ant-Man movie?
No.
They're going to ignore it.
It will be like the Incredible
Hulk. Tell it to Edward Norton's Hulk.
Exactly.
he didn't get picked
that
up.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, they'll just ignore
it.
It'll go away.
That's a good point.
It happened. They
will completely recast it.
At least in a small way, they've shown that they do have the ability to pick up and move on.
Like from Hulk?
Well, Incredible Hulk wasn't like an absolute dud.
Right,
it was a fine movie.
It was a fine movie, but
and
it wasn't
they still
great.
Use
and they
plot
they
points
kind
from
of
that
it
movie.
Was,
but
I would say it's more
no
forgettable than
to marketing
exactly.
and everything. They just kind of ignored it.
Yeah.
They're like, we haven't made a Hulk.
See,
no,
I think,
we didn't make two others before
I
that.
I think the Marvel Studios plan, the movies that they've made, has pretty much changed the game for Marvel movies. I think people are going to go see these movies whether they suck or not. They're going to have just as much fun telling everyone it sucks as they do telling everyone the good ones are good.
Yeah.
I think it's reached this
point. It's Marvel
and DC's
movies,
trying to get there.
Well, really, yeah. Marvel movies is kind of like a Stephen King book. It's going to sell a million
it
copies.
It could be a blank book and just have Stephen King's name on it, a million copies sold.
Right,
out the door.
Boom.
Yeah.
I mean, and so this is...
Yeah.
You know, a Marvel movie is going to make at least 50 to 100,000 or 50 to 75,000 out the gate.
Yeah.
Bit of disclaimer, though. It's a bit unfair for us to be predicting doom and gloom this early into the
podcast.
Right.
But we do have the basis to go off of. They've dismissed Edgar Wright.
Well, the thing about
writers.
It is
a
Marvel,
couple of the minor actors have left.
Marvel really hasn't given us any evidence that the movie's going to be bad. Because every movie they've done before has been so good.
Well,
that really is
mean,
the only
I
really thing we can talk about is what if it sucks.
I wasn't excited about Guardians until I saw the trailer, so I'm willing to give it Ant-Man at least that
exactly.
Long.
Exactly.
Well, right,
wasn't Ant-Man planned way before Guardians, though?
I'm not sure how they do that. It might have been because
planned
of the...
Planned in the sense that they wanted to make an Ant-Man movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The production process
is Ant-Man part
got
of
delayed
two,
quite
though?
A few times, so it might still
part
yeah,
of Phase
have been
3.
Earlier.
It's the first movie of Phase
well,
3.
Well, okay, that's the reason I think it's I'm okay with him dismissing Edgar Wright, because...
I thought it was going to be
God, he was such...
Captain
America
foot
dragger.
They moved it around.
He tied so many weights on the speed of this production. I
yes.
mean, the movie, I think they might have originally wanted to do it Phase 2 before Avengers 2 comes out.
The
here.
Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
They
really did mention having it earlier, but here's the thing. If you're planning dates... Like 10 years in advance or whatever,
it's
you
tricky.
Know.
That's
it's like
well,
okay,
was,
so this
tricky.
Is potential for this and this. I mean,
you can't tell
just
if the
saying,
writer or director is going to boot. You
yeah,
know,
there's
go crap out on
this
you.
Is just putting a title. This is like a future
right.
plan.
Yeah, you can't.
We're getting the very future plans of okay, we want to put this
on this
5 years from now. We want to do Avengers 47. And we want to have Captain America 500 right
it's
over
really
here.
Promo.
You know?
It's all promo.
Yeah, and
it
it's
can
just,
change down
it's,
the road.
It's really just building hype at Comic-Con.
Isn't everything,
so,
though?
So, until they actually show me a trailer...
Hype's important.
It isn't.
No, I understand. But until I see a trailer... I don't actually.
Well, I mean, Comic-Con has made and broken quite a few movies at this point.
And TV shows at this point, too.
It has very little effect on comics.
Now, well, exactly.
Or at least the San Diego
We're fanboys, though. We're going to get that comic. And I heard a lot of comic news coming out of San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Well, tons
of
it. More than I heard last year, the new Avengers,
Marvel broke all their big things like the week before, like female Thor and various things.
Right.
But then, like, new creative teams on certain books.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good things coming out of Comic-Con.
But the thing about Ant-Man is, I don't have to see a commercial for it.
I want to see the movie.
You're going to see it no matter what.
I'm going to see it no matter what. But I think...
And there's going to be a lot of people. Let me finish.
Well, see, I think that Marvel's. I think Marvel's movies have been so good that that's how everyone is now. I think a lot more people, when they were advertising Guardians of the Galaxy,
from the studio that brought you the Avengers. Even though none of the people actually making the movie had much to do with the Avengers, but they can put out a big advertising point is now, hey. We're Marvel Studios, bitches.
Yeah, exactly. We made that $1 billion winner called the Avengers, remember?
Here's the other thing, too. Marvel has a big boy advertising partner in
Cap
Disney.
Cap was good.
So,
Guardians was good.
I mean,
they're on a hot
Disney
streak. That hasn't been broken.
There's plenty of people to get Marvel wherever the hell they want.
Remember, you got to remember, so how long has Disney Universal Studios been around now with the whole roller coaster and all that? I never really thought about that, but is Disney World going to absorb the Marvel theme park thing from Universal at some point?
Universal had a contract with Marvel.
Well, yeah, but that's eventually going to run out.
The same way Dark Horse did with Star Wars.
Yeah.
So when that runs out, yes, and they've already planned portions of Disney World they're going to be Marvel World.
But
it's all ironically
tying it in.
Sucks for Universal, but I would go to Marvel Disney World.
Are you kidding me? I would. Yes.
I'd be like shoving aside little kids.
I want an Avengers Tower themed hotel. All right, that's what I want.
Oh my god, that would be so cool.
That would be amazing.
Road trip.
That would be amazing.
We should do a podcast from there.
Dude, are you kidding me? That would be so great.
It doesn't exist.
Not yet.
Shitting on dreams,
Lane. Not yet. But this is the stuff they talk about. Once the Universal license for all their theme park stuff is done, then
can
yes.
they start construction before
of course.
The contract?
They can do whatever they want. As soon as they put the name on it, then
we're building a mystery hotel.
You know, Universal has secured the rights for Pottermore, the Harry Potter.
The Universal will live.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. They've secured the rights for that. They're expanding that. And when the Marvel stuff goes away, that will be replaced with Potter or something else, you know.
I feel like a
relatively
lot of
easy.
These big companies that own Marvel properties before Disney bought them really were probably sensible enough to realize, oh, okay, we're not going to outbid Disney for this crap.
Yeah, let's not plan another Hulk coaster.
Let's get ready to compensate for when we lose the Marvel section of our theme.
What can we call the Hulk coaster once we lose the name of the Hulk?
Hulk Hogan coaster. It adds to the title.
More likely what they'll do is take it down and
color it, I guess.
No.
You'd be surprised.
Hey, Hulk Hogan coaster. You wouldn't like me angry, brother.
They don't even change the mascot. It's just they put like a mustache and a bandana on.
There's a roller coaster at Kentucky Kingdom Louisville that's had four different names. It's the same roller coaster.
No, I know that. But if they really, a lot of them will take it down because of the newer ones coming out. Not because of the name change.
When I worked at Opryland, they did take down rides to put up the new ones, like the Hangman. They had to get rid of Hangman.
People died on it.
Exactly.
It broke down a lot and people were stranded.
Remember the Screaming Delta Demon?
Yes.
It actually, I was riding it one time.
I think at least one person
You could
died
see a part where the rivets had fallen out of the track. And every time your thing would go on, it would duck and you hit this bump. I told him, I was like, yeah, I think part of the track's going through. I don't care.
I never go on a roller coaster unless I can see the entire thing before I get on. Like, I go to a section, oh, hey, I don't want to get on that part.
You can't see anything on Screaming Delta Demon.
Yeah.
You can't see anything on Chaos.
No. Chaos worked for what, a year? And then screens broke?
About that. Yep.
It was a good place to go because it had air conditioning.
Now,
yep.
I hated that part.
You definitely can give it a hand to Six Flags Over Texas. You know, well, the original Six Flags Over Texas, you know, started, it was then that started the chain of Six Flags or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really, for as long as they've been in business, their safety record is pretty impeccable.
Oh, considering they put thousands of people on those things every day. I mean, yeah.
You know, and well, it's like with plane crashes. Like, you don't want to hear that 99.99% of planes go off without a hitch. You want to hear, like, one out of every 100,000 that goes off has a problem.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Well, you don't
want to
hear, but that's the part that the news people like jump on.
Isn't it something like a million flights per day?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Isn't it
I'm probably lowballing
on the globe at certain points. There's a million.
I just threw out a number. I'm probably lowballing it. Yeah.
I heard somewhere your odds are better for like winning like
the Powerball twice,
$1 million in the lottery than it is getting in a plane crash.
And yeah, you have a better chance of being like, struck by lightning seven times in one day than like
getting in a plane crash.
Your odds are way better of just being standing on the side of the road or being sitting on your couch and having your car hit you. And I've actually seen two people that has happened to.
I think the odds of you
those
getting
sound like colorful stories.
I think that the odds of you getting in a plane crash are a little lower than you being eaten by a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, this is hey,
is this in a pre-Jurassic Park world or a post-Jurassic Park world?
But,
so what's next?
Yeah, what else we got?
What else we got?
Well, we got some leaked photos of Star Wars Episode 7 stuff.
Yeah, I saw that new Stormtrooper helmet.
Stormtrooper helmet.
They look sweet. They look like the difference between a 1970s Beetle and a 2000 Beetle.
What's going on in the story where Stormtroopers are still around at all?
I have no idea.
Well, since they got rid of the EU, I guess there's now... There's probably going to be like an Imperial...
Well, are they still clones, or is it just the army?
See,
now?
I had thought at one point the clones stopped
working. In my
mind,
the original trilogy never happened, so they're not clones.
Well, I heard at one point the clones, like, stopped working. Though. Like, they got real sick, and they all just died. And then Kamino got taken by someone, so they stopped the clone war, making clones, and that the Stormtroopers were just, like, conscripts, like, people they drafted into the...
Well, there's been other stories, but if I reference the EU, they didn't stop making clones. They would just find other people to make clones of.
Oh, okay.
So there's a story that talks about...
That's right. They got a new Mandalorian clone guy.
No, it's not necessarily a new Mandalorian, but it was...
But
like,
at one point they
there was
oh,
a story...
Wait, there
was
that wasn't a Mandalorian.
He just had the armor.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
There was a story that talked about a character that's mentioned in the movies that was Luke's friend, and he's an Imperial officer. And he, in the comic, he basically says that I remember hearing that the clones from the Clone War were a lot tougher than the clones we have today.
So they picked a different,
but
like,
there were stories like where they would like take talented pilots and make clones of them. So it was like different clone lines.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I'm Darth Vader, wouldn't I make clones myself? Have a whole army of, you know,
at the very least,
quasi,
the Emperor would.
Yeah,
Emperor did.
Dark Empire, he did. He made clones of himself.
And he didn't clone any of his hands, though. Not his hands, the hands of the Emperor. He didn't clone any of the other Sith.
I don't know if he cloned any of the others. Well, there's a story.
He cloned
Heir to the Empire. Heir to the Empire, Jorah Seeboff is a clone.
Yeah.
And
he clones Luke at one point.
He clones Luke because basically the Emperor retrieved Luke's hand from Empire and keeps it as a trophy, and they make a clone from the hand.
Who Luke ends up kicking his ass later.
Basically, Thrawn is looking for the cloning facility so he can restart a clone army based off General Veers.
General Veers.
But there's always...
He's in the show. He's in the movie, General Veers. At least they mention him.
He was in Empire. Yeah. He was the guy that took out the shield generator on Hoth.
General Veers.
General Veers.
Walking.
Actually, General Veers is also the guy who plays Grandmeister Pycelle.
Oh, I don't know.
I think he is. In Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
We're getting off topic.
We're talking about Star Wars. Any Star Wars. Star Wars is another thing that I don't have to hear any news. When it's in the theater, I'm going to go see it.
But see, fanboyness only gets you so far. I didn't see either of these new Spider-Man movies, even though Spider-Man's my favorite superhero.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see them in the theater.
I wasn't excited about them.
I didn't see them in the theater.
I still haven't seen either.
I saw ASM 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2 last night. Awesome web-slinging, terrible story.
Yeah. Terrible story.
I'll be honest, I'm not going to see Star Wars week one.
Really?
Yeah, hey,
I'm with Larry. I'm
I don't want to fight the fanboy crowd.
No, that's part of the fun. I think
I'm just not super excited about it.
I think that's part of the fun.
I will brave the crowds.
If we're being perfectly objective and honest about this, there's been the exact same number
of good
of movies
bad.
That Star Wars films that people love and Star Wars movies that people hate.
Yeah,
the hate ones were the more recent trend.
But there's a whole lot more Star Wars, and Star Wars is kind of like a phenomenon.
It is, and but I it's think one it, I can wait a week.
Of course, Sarah
has a point.
he has a point. You definitely have a point.
You have put me and Larry on the same side once again.
I remember when I went to see Episode 3 the night it opened. It was like a party in the theater. And it was just a great, you know, environment, just a great atmosphere to see it. And if that repeats itself for these new films, I definitely want to be a part of that.
Episode 3 was a party.
Oh, it was. The dude, like the manager of the theater, everyone will have to return to their car. No lightsabers will be allowed during film, you know, while the movie's going on.
Was this up at Rivergate 8?
It might have been.
It might have been.
We might have been in the same theater.
We might have been in the same theater.
What else we got?
Small world.
Small Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Is there any other news? How about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. getting my homegirl, Adrian Palicki?
Oh, yeah, Mockingbird.
Oh, that is nice. Mm.
DC's loss from Wonder Woman is Marvel's gain.
From Mockingbird.
Now, will she be a... are they going to introduce her as an actual... was she a scientist?
I think she's going to be...
initially?
Yeah, she's going to be an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I know that, but when Mockingbird's character,
I'm answering your question. Yeah, they're introducing her as an agent.
As an agent.
Oh, just
not
as an agent.
As a scientist.
I wasn't...
I was hoping that they would introduce
her. So how many characters is that show going to have?
So,
a lot.
Have they even announced what Lucy Lawless is going to play?
I don't know. Somebody said to me what she was. It was like DC said something about who she is.
Oh,
like a couple of weeks ago.
Now it's getting to be like WWE Raw and Nitro.
This show lost me around episode 7.
Well, it picked back up really good.
It did. Yeah, I was like,
fucking assholes. I enjoyed the show consistently. It got way better at the end.
Yes.
But it never got so bad.
No. But you have to admit it did dip.
I'm not saying
not terrible.
Compared to the end, I thought it dipped a lot in the middle.
The middle of it didn't have what we were all hoping was going to be there the whole time. The big interconnectivity.
Yes.
The splashing.
They had to wait on Thor too.
They had to wait on Winter Soldier, mostly.
Oh, well, that too.
Thor 2,
and
to some degree.
Let's put it this way. Yeah. I thought it
got better when they introduced Sif.
I always thought it was okay.
Compelled
to watch it.
They were
exactly. It wasn't a
bad show.
Whenever
I look at a story and I can come up with the reason they go in a certain direction, I give it a
You're
break.
Okay with it.
They wanted to get these characters to stand on their own legs. They wanted us to... spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. They wanted us to have a reason to care when War turned out to be
exactly.
a Hydra.
Exactly. That is the point.
If
that,
we had
that's
if it,
why
if
it
they
took
say,
so long.
Oh, he's a Hydra agent, episode 3, I don't give a shit.
It was a Joss Whedon story. You have to know these characters. You have to love them in order to understand the story.
I have to think of War as a good guy to feel hurtful.
You have to feel betrayed by War. That's a great point, Taylor. Great point.
And,
but see, I wasn't.
And this is the kind of show that I would probably enjoy
marathoning it.
Had not that the spoiler been given, I probably would have enjoyed it better on DVD.
Yeah, you love marathoning it.
You and me both.
I did marathon it after I jumped off, like after episode 5 or whatever. The Graviton episode. I'm not sure which one that was.
That was the last one I watched.
Yeah, but then I picked it back up, and yes, I'm so glad I did. I'm so thankful I did.
I planned on picking it back up, and I really watched it.
Well, you know, it finished so strong. It finished as being must-see TV.
Yes.
It was amazingly good.
It was not must-see TV when I got off of it.
No, it was not.
I totally... The reason why I stopped watching it wasn't because I made a conscious decision, hey, I'm going to stop watching
this. You just forgot
about it. I just literally forgot about it. No. I just completely forgot about it. And then, like a month later, somebody was in here in the shop about it. And I was like, oh, yeah.
The shield is blowing up,
And then I forgot about it again. I only remembered about it when Winter Soldier came on. They're like,
it's
all good now. I'm like, well,
shield,
at this point,
I am Arrow. That's how I feel.
I'm more excited. I cannot get in there.
I have very little TV time, and there was just always something I'd rather see.
Than Agents.
We
live in the 21st century. Hulu, that shit.
Hulu, Netflix.
Even I have access to it.
Yeah.
I don't have the time in the day.
Unless
I watch
the major
one TV show or one movie a day.
Yeah.
And that's it.
No, that's cool. What did you watch yesterday? What movie?
Yesterday I watched the newest Under the Dome.
Oh, okay. You still watching that? That show jumped the shark a long time ago for me. Now some people are out, but some people are in.
Well, and, you know, it's,
speaking of shows watching online, Korra is, I think we're on, we've got two episodes left this season.
I have not seen episode 11 yet. Oh, my God.
Okay, go watch it.
All right. Yeah, dude, Under the Dome.
It was supposed to be two seasons. It was supposed to be 28 episodes. It was a two-season miniseries based on the book. And the book is a super long book.
Oh, yeah, it's a Stephen King book. It's a big one.
After the end of the book,
that was it.
At the end of the first season, they're like, we want more. And so now they've expanded it to five.
Five seasons?
Something like that.
I think it's...
There's no way.
I'm not watching it.
Sometimes shows outlive their material.
It definitely has outlived its material.
Even good shows that I think ended well and began well, like Lost, the middle seasons there.
They were just spinning their wheels
because that story was not six seasons worth.
They just wanted
I really think that's what's going to happen with Under the Dome. I think it's going to... It's getting...
Yeah,
it was really good the first season, and it's like the second season.
They have to wait until they can finish the story.
And then I think it's going to be, just kind of BS until they get towards the
end. Have you read the book?
I have deliberately not read the book.
Do they ever get rid of the dome? That's all I wanted to see. Now, five seasons, they're going to bring in Homer Simpson,
and he's going to ride up the dome with a thing
of
dynamite.
My sister's read the book.
I would watch the crap out of that season finale.
Everything that happens now is different than what happens in the
You know what? From the Simpsons movie, he never actually said dough. They faked it out, where it's like, dome!
Yeah.
I have to go back and watch.
Aren't they starting right now the
FXX
the Simpsons marathon? In its entirety marathon?
Yes, that's going on right now.
Like
sometime this week.
Leading up to all of them being available for streaming.
I believe Falling Skies has definitely dropped down. Yes. I really loved that show the first
second
season.
Second season was better second than the first
season,
one.
I enjoyed it. Yes. The fourth season is kind of taking that weird alien baby turn.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same redo. It's like redo.
I'll watch anything with Moon Bloodgood in it. It doesn't have to be anything. It can be her.
It's actually the same problem overall that they
badass name.
I know. Heroes.
It's like a
real
life
every freaking season.
Well, I'm actually kind of excited for Falling Skies because they might have figured a way to end the occupation.
Well, they're gonna do it.
They're gonna do that in season five.
They're gonna do that.
One of my major problems with it is they did the normal thing with the two brothers. They going after the same girl. I mean, really, you have to have that plot.
Oh, you mean with the blonde who was the alien?
They only not the blonde who's the alien.
No, Maggie, the character of Maggie.
She broke her spine in one of the more recent episodes.
Well, that's spoilers then. I haven't seen it.
I'm showing Thor hammers.
I'm an episode behind, or a season behind. I mean, it's just a little.
Yeah,
I will never give up that show because the first two seasons were so good.
I'm with it. I'm sticking with it. It's like True Blood. I really enjoyed the first couple of seasons, and then it's slowly gone.
Yeah.
From good to porn. Yeah, I mean,
that's what I've heard.
And
it makes Game of Thrones look like a Sunday sermon.
It does.
So it's like at this point, I'm glad it's over. I want to watch the last season just to complete it, but
it's over and done with.
I'm with you.
If you're gonna watch porn, watch porn. If you're gonna watch this,
crazy is that like the two leads there are married, so like essentially they get to have their sex life on camera every week for it.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I really expect to see a sex tape from them after the show is over.
It's all your own,
and it's all professionally done, even higher than porn.
It's the like best made porn I ever made.
There you go.
So what else? You guys are watching some terrible porn. So what else is going on? What else is going on? You guys are watching some bad porn. So what else is going on?
Let's steer this ship somewhere else.
Steer away from
big
porn.
Time.
So yeah, I mean, so Under the Dome, Fallen Skies, True Blood, Big Bang Theory. I like those shows.
Yeah.
Now, so right now, I've been watching, you know, I've been trying to find stuff I can watch with a girlfriend or whatever, you know, and we've been watching Under the Dome.
Nice.
And she's been going back and getting caught up on Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've just never been a fan. That's like my one.
Big Bang Theory is—it's like it's mocking people like me more so than like laughing with
you.
People like me.
And I'd say, oh, I don't like shows with laugh track. And Larry's like, oh, it's filmed in front of a live studio audience. That may perfectly well be, or maybe, or whatever.
What was it? Annie Hall, where they pointed out that could be a lie. Like they say, it filmed it from a live studio audience, but then like they go and his Woody Allen's friend is like adding in the laughs. Technically, it was filmed in front of a live studio audience,
but they're still adding laugh track.
Yeah.
I can't stand laugh track. If a show has to remind me to laugh at its jokes, it's not worth watching, in my opinion.
So you don't watch late night?
I'm not gonna. That's a nitpicky thing to get.
No, I'll watch that because that actually is a live studio audience.
I like stuff like Friends,
but they also
I have no idea.
Agreed, but I don't have to laugh at.
And they actually play a laugh track on there too.
Yeah, agreed. But I don't actually watch.
But just my thing with Big Bang Theory,
like Fallon or any of that.
Sheldon is insufferable.
Yes,
he's just not fun to watch.
Nope.
And then
he's an arrogant geek. Hey, look what he's that.
It's the whole show is like, hey, look at these maladjusted losers.
Hey, look at these stereotypical geek, you know? It's just, I don't know. I don't like it, Larry. I don't like it. Sorry for the awkward pause there, the awkward silence.
Shit just got real
on the Big Bang Theory.
You either like something or you don't.
I can't believe he's won that many Emmys.
No, okay.
It's almost impossible for me to believe.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think it's an Emmy-worthy show, but it does make me laugh.
I mean, I do watch The Middle, you know, just because it reminds me of my family. If you watch it, it feels like Malcolm in the Middle, modern, you know, in this decade.
I don't want to watch stuff like that.
The Middle is great, dude. No. The Middle is awesome.
I've never heard
Modern
of it.
Family, I love.
Modern Family is great. You're an idiot,
it's amazing.
Steve.
It's amazing.
I've never gotten into Modern Family.
It's an amazingly funny show, dude.
Yeah, and really, I've got to be able to TiVo or Hulu or watch it online.
Yeah, you can Hulu
Well, I mean, just with my schedule, if I can't watch it online, then it's just relatively...
I don't have cable. I don't have cable.
Yeah, if I can't watch it on Netflix, then I'm probably not going to
watch
it.
Yeah, I don't watch it if it's not on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon, man.
That's how I get most of my TV in it on nowadays.
Taylor's over there smiling because he bootlegs everything he watches.
No, I don't.
I think I'm going to start bootlegging everything I watch.
Has anybody else
paying way too much for shit?
I was bootlegging Legend of the Order at first because they didn't have another website, and I was always working on Friday night, so I had no choice, really.
But you're still going to buy that. If there was no other way to get it, you would buy it.
Now that Nickelodeon's got them on their site, I go there. Put it on your own site. People are going... It's going to get out there. You might as well make the money
off. It's weird how Nickelodeon has treated this entire season of Korra.
Yeah.
It's just it's a shame.
Speaking of stuff being leaked out in bootlegs... And
we want to talk about Expendables.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Talk about that.
Talk about it. So they say a perfect copy, and I know you were wanting to avoid the subject.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
For our listening audience, I wish you could see the look on Gomer's face.
It's so serious.
They're blaming its poor start on a... super high quality.
I'll blame it on the mediocrity of the film because I've heard it was
really
bad.
I mean, it's one of those movies you're just going to watch stuff blow up and see every action star you can think of in there.
That's really the only reason to see it.
Yeah, Expendables 3. But
what the hell were you expecting? Of course, that's what it is.
Right.
Well, they're blaming lackluster first weekend. It finished 3 behind Turtles at 1, and then Guardians. It finished at 3. Its opening weekend.
And what did you predict?
Expendables is number one.
You're an idiot, guys.
I did. I definitely didn't expect Turtles would beat Guardians its second week.
Yeah.
So I was wrong all the way around.
Turtles and Guardians were really close.
Yeah. It dropped off a lot.
I expected exactly as it was, except for I expected Guardians to be the one at 28 and Turtles to be at 25. Instead of
you
vice
expected
versa.
Guardians at number one.
Well, I expected it to be fairly number one.
I can't think of it.
There's something coming out like this weekend that I want to see. I just can't think of what it is.
Frank Miller's Sin City.
That's probably
it. I do not want to see that.
I
have no desire to see that movie. The first one was amazing. But it was based on a comic, and I loved it.
So is this one.
I know, but I don't think... I think the time has passed.
I worry.
It's been a decade.
I think it's run its course.
It might have the same problem that 300 had, where like, hey, this movie was awesome 10 years ago.
Yeah,
that's 300 though, in particular, it's been a decade. Did not stand on its own legs.
No. I didn't honestly think 300 was that good of a movie.
No, it wasn't, either. But it was a good popcorn movie.
It was a great popcorn movie. Had a lot of action. My old lady loved watching those guys walking around.
Loved it. For the record. Expendables 3 didn't finish third. Oh, it finished fourth.
Behind Lucy?
Let's Be Cops.
Let's Be Cops beat it!
So,
what a disappointment.
$28.5 million for Turtles. Guardians of the Galaxy, 25.1.
So where do we think
Let's Be Cops, 17.8. Yeah.
Which I heard was really funny.
Expendables, 15.9. The Giver.
15.9 is like...
It's like a third
half
week.
Of the contract of one of those actors.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right.
So what do we...
Now, but here, I did also read in a statement from them, they say they make bukus off these things overseas.
And I haven't heard any of those numbers. I didn't look.
Once
I read the article, they were blaming
a ton
the
in China.
Yes. Right.
So
they were saying...
Chinese like to watch things blow up.
China, and if they get it into the Russian markets...
Yeah, Russians like blowing
stuff
up. But
blowing up, have you seen the Michael Bay version of Up?
Michael Bay version of Up?
There's a trailer where they take
Michael
the,
Bay actually
take
involved
up,
or is that just the joke?
They it's take the they joke. Take Up. It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a parody, but they take Up and they make it if it was Michael Bay.
Like all action and
explosions everywhere.
Nice. Wow. What do we think this does for the chances of Expendables, the female
it
teen
will
version?
Happen.
I think it'll happen too.
It will happen, and they're also talking about doing.
Well, it'll do
a
better if it has hot chicks.
Expendables.
In it,
they're
so.
Trying to bring in younger guys.
Who would they bring in? Give me an example
younger,
of actors. Yes, give me an example
stars,
of one action. Young
they,
action
they did that
star.
In this one.
Gordon
I agree.
I don't know if he was in this one, but Jet Li was in the first one. At least
Jet Li's in all three of them,
but
he
like
gets
50 now. In 40 or 50, he's older.
Jet Li is in all three of them. Yeah.
But compared to the senior
role.
Citizen brigade, that's the rest of the
exactly.
movie. Exactly.
But let me ask again: by young, are you mean like 30s? Because I wouldn't consider that young as an action star. But for the stars that they have in these movies,
honest
yes.
Honest to God, right. I'm having a hard time racking my brains for a 20-something action star.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is the only
that
one.
He's not,
he's not an action star,
so
well, he's not.
He was in the Batman movie.
Shia LaBeouf.
He'll be the villain. If he's the villain, I will go see that.
His life is an action movie. He's running around beating people up for no reason.
For no reason, yeah.
All right, so opening this weekend, we have Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
I'm not going
to
see that. I'm not even
when
remotely
When the
excited.
Game Stands Tall.
Oh, that's a...
that's
If I movie. Stay...
If Which I Stay... Oh, that's the if one I with stay. The girl from...
that's like the tear the tearjerker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's
that one looks,
the one with
oh,
Hit Girl.
Oh, that's going to look... Hit Girl. Come on. She's been in so many other cool things. Hit Girl.
I guess we can call her Carrie? I don't know.
I loved Carrie.
Wasn't she
I
in
watched
that,
that
one movie called God Bless America?
I don't know.
Sure. Was that her?
Let's see.
On that.
I don't think it was.
Well, yeah. Whatever. Okay, it was moving on.
So,
Hit Girl.
That's probably her most iconic role
to date. It might be, but... Man,
to date.
Well, yeah.
It might be.
Okay. I saw two movies with her as Hit Girl, and I don't think I've seen anything else she's been in.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this weekend. What we got?
Yeah, what else is this weekend?
Yeah, okay. I don't think I've seen anything in the movies this
Everybody's
weekend.
Crowded around the
computer. Oh, Dark Shadows I watched.
I might go see Guardians again.
Let
Me
In
was
actually
again,
brilliant.
That's
I'm
going
to try to make
you
it.
You know what?
The one with Chloe Moretz.
Get on it, Steve.
Oh, is he going
to
go see Guardians finally?
I am trying
It'll be on
to
DVD
get out
before
there.
You get out there.
No, not if I can help it. But they're actually going to start working on the house tomorrow.
There you go.
But
what else can go wrong?
So. But what else is out this weekend? That's it, huh? Those three.
I mean, there's Love is Strange is limited. The One I Love is limited. To Be Decay is limited.
Oh, I want
to
see that so
Are
terribly.
You Here is limited. I mean, that's pretty much it. Every those
I think
are,
To Be
we're
Decay
not, we're
we'll
moving
get some.
Out of the summer movie season in a big way.
So, I mean, out of the three, I think When the Game Stands Tall will probably be a good movie, but I don't see it being the big box office lead.
I think that Captain America the Winter Soldier on disc will sell more than any of these movies will.
Oh, yeah.
And I still, like I said,
copy.
I think If I Stay it will be good, too, but those both come off as movies I would probably rather watch at the house.
If I Stay, you don't like crying in public. That's
well,
my thing.
You know,
that's a movie you should take your girlfriend to see.
Yeah, that's a chick flick.
Yeah,
I hate that term, chick flick, because every chick flick I adore. I do. I just love it.
I think the Sin City movie is the only one that's going to be one of those movies where you'll benefit from seeing it in the theater.
Oh, with the 3D and the big action.
Big special effects and everything like that.
Definitely.
So
these other movies besides Sin City, that the big popcorn movie that makes all the money.
Yes. So they can
Those and honestly, if it's half as good as the first one, I'll be happy.
What, 300?
No, Sin City.
Well, a lot of the original cast.
Oh, yeah, Sin City. Well, yeah, they are.
You know, so there's definitely some of them.
Like, hey, I think Bruce Willis is just a ghost in this.
You got Jessica Alba, Josh Brolin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Mickey Rourke.
Yep. The most memorable, anyway.
It's still being directed by Robert Rodriguez.
Who can forget Jessica Alba dancing in that first one?
That's the poster.
I know.
At the movie theater, that's the poster.
And I mean, they're bringing Rosario Dawson is back. Most of the females are back, and I think they had they stood out in the first Sin City movie.
They did.
So. Definitely. I just don't know. I thought Sin City, I thought Sin City was just kind of like a flash in the pan with all of its crazy, you know, monochrome, but like
very
a gold
stylized.
Eye, very stylized, and I thought it was good for what it was. I just wouldn't want to see that again.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it'll have the same dramatic effect.
No, that's
but
not the
I
point.
Enjoyed the
it's
story.
It's like Blair Witch Project 2. It makes no sense to do a Blair Witch Project 2.
Hey,
totally
first of
different.
All, Blair Witch Project 2...
I know, was it based on a
was
true story?
A,
totally
no,
different.
No.
It was based on a true story.
It was a really
the
bad
one,
true story.
Bad true story. But it was nothing story. Like the found footage.
Okay,
Blair
I was about
Project
to say, well, anyway, let's forget all that. It's a totally different style of movie. It is your classic cheesy 80s horror movie.
But wasn't the appeal of Blair Witch Project that it was the found footage?
Yes.
So
that's what was memorable.
Yeah, but to me it seems like they only put the name Blair Witch Project 2 on the movie to take advantage of that awesomeness that was Blair Witch Project, the first one. And in my opinion, that's the only reason they've done another movie like this. Was so they could take advantage of how awesome the first one was.
Let's talk about something else.
I don't think there's anything new.
Yeah, there's nothing new coming. You know, in the new 300 movie, there's nothing new.
It's not 300 or whatever. Stupid
City.
Sin City.
It's all Frank Miller.
It's all Frank Miller crap, man.
300 was one like 6-issue book.
I know.
Sin City was a series of graphic novels.
No, I know. But
all right, so they could literally use new material and make 6 more movies and not run out of material.
The first movie was like 3 of the books.
Yeah,
right. I'm assuming this next
But that was my point. The only appealing factor was the stylized filmmaking of it.
No, I really enjoyed the story.
It was all right.
If this movie would have came out 3 years after the first one,
I don't think it matters because it's not a direct sequel. I mean, it still has some of the people in it, but they're not carrying the story on.
No, I agree.
I don't think it's
from the audience's perspective, though. They didn't strike while the iron was hot here. The public viewing public kind of moved on from
I agree. That, and I think that's the bigger point.
Rodriguez went on to give us Predators.
It's not a sequential story.
Let's speak not of that.
So and the only remotely appealing thing is the same stylized art form we saw in the first one.
I honestly think it's better for having waited so long because there will be people who see this movie who never saw the first one.
No, okay, that's definitely...
And people, it's been long enough, so they're not... If it had been 2 years after the first one, everybody would have instantly compared it to it.
Right.
This won't suffer from a lot of that.
And hopefully,
they'll have a good story for me.
The most appealing part is the visuals, and that's definitely going to be better. 10 years departed from the first one. The 3D is going to be, I mean, actually be there. I don't even think they have 3D in the other one.
But let's wrap it up. So, Gilmer, do you got any final thoughts?
I'm not sure. Nick Fury came off as like a Batman kind of character in Original Sin. I think Nick Fury might be my new favorite Marvel character.
That's stupid, but let's move on.
No, he was awesome. He defeated Thor with a whisper. Who does that? Go ahead, Steve.
Nice spoiler alert there.
Hey, whatever, man. It's written on the door.
No, I know.
What kind of pansy
I'm just so far behind.
He didn't die. He defeated him with a whisper. defeated him.
He said something that apparently made him unworthy of wielding his hammer.
Okay, so this did do the...
That's why we're getting into female Thor now.
Okay, so this was not...
She's
going to
find
him
on the moon.
How the hell is that going to happen? I'm wondering.
Jason Aaron! Figure something out!
Is she an astronaut? Is that how
she is?
She's somebody from Falling Skies timeline that's going to go to the moon.
She gets a Venom symbiote from the Venom planet. Which there obviously is now.
And then loses immediately so that she can become Thor.
Well,
I don't get it either.
Somewhere.
The Krakakoom scares
Maybe Thor lifts that chunk of the moon even though he can't lift the hammer and then just brings it to Earth and is like, oh, well, I guess someone can grab it if they want.
Yeah.
Maybe she's an Inhuman.
They're actually in New York Harbor now, but okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, Adeline's in New York Harbor
now.
All right, so... Your final thought is Nick Fury whispering sweet nothing things
to Thor's
ear.
Yeah.
Except lose his hammer. Okay,
it was really old, decrepit Nick Fury, too.
God damn it, Gilmer.
Oh, I loved it.
I feel like that's becoming my catchphrase lately.
Damn it.
My final thought is I just lost it.
Damn it, Gilmer.
And I love being here for all
Wesley.
The spoiler events.
The new Shut Up Wesley.
Go for it, David.
He don't have one.
My name is David. It's not Daniel.
Hey, how long do you think we see the 501st wearing the new Stormtrooper outfit?
I think we'll see it before the movie
comes
I
think
comes
we'll see it in the,
probably
at a con.
Making it right now.
I think we'll see it at a con
somebody right
year.
Now with a vacuum form trying to figure out how to make it.
Yep.
I'm willing to bet there's somebody at a comic book store this weekend wearing it.
$20. <Somewhere. laughs> If they're doing like the 501st quality of suit making, I'm going to assume it takes a little longer to make those.
Right, okay. Really fair nice, enough. As far as the 501st quality, yeah, it'll take them a while.
Unless they have a 3D printer.
No. Oh, jeez.
It'll take a while to...
It would cost so much more.
They still got to get the very specific dimensions.
And it would cost so much more to 3D print it than just get some... vacuum formed plastic.
It'll show up on the first episode of Heroes of Cosplay.
Yeah, right.
All right.
And hey, Taylor's got a final thought.
I saw that apparently there's been a big fan petition for people sent to Nintendo to do some sort of tribute to Robin Williams.
Blizzard already has.
Which Blizzard has, but Robin Williams is also a very, very big Legend of Zelda fan.
Named his daughter Zelda.
And I've seen Nintendo's response.
Nintendo responded, and they basically just said, "Hey, we acknowledge that you guys have sent this petition. We really enjoy Robin Williams. We might do something for him down the line."
I really hope they do.
But
that'd
not
be really
right
cool.
Now.
That would be cool.
Well, if they do,
they're still like a couple years out from the next Zelda game. Enough time to put like a little, wink at the audience.
Speaking of Robin Williams, his final part in absolutely anything is probably going to have to be redone by a different actor.
Oh, really?
Fuck.
Oh.
His dialogue.
Well, his night at the museum, though, that's... Because that's done.
Yeah, but they're saying, like, his work in absolutely anything was probably not complete, and the bad part is that they probably have to bring in somebody else to finish it, or do it all from scratch.
Well, that'll be something for the DVD.
That was the Monty Python
thing. I think
it's
a decision these producers have to make, because you put Robin Williams in your new movie, it immediately makes more money. And I know I don't want to sound crass, but they are in business to make money. It's in their best interest.
Like, they might have to do something like they did with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
And add it, some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they might... Well, they'll rewrite it, do a little CG, a little creative rewriting. Yeah.
Well, it's not...
Paul Walker got his damn brother to do it.
Paul Walker, or not Paul... Robin Williams is not in the movie as Robin... as an acting in the movie. He's doing the dialogue of the talking dog.
Oh, okay. In that...
Well, that's
in
a
that
lot
one
easier
movie.
To write a voice change.
So they would have to bring in somebody to either do the dialogue from scratch, or they'll have to bring in somebody to do a voice match.
Yeah.
Maybe they could do a story thing where like the dog gets hit in the throat with a trank gun or something, and like his voice changes.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean,
yeah, the
You know,
hey, my voice is different now.
like Tripping the Rift, robot changed voices every season, and they just did it as wrote it as an upgrade.
Yeah,
you know, so. I mean, it's plausible when it's only a voice. It's a lot more plausible.
I think it's pretty cool that Blizzard is putting Robin Williams in in World of Warcraft in the next patch.
I'm holding out hope that Nintendo will follow suit.
I bet they will, but realistically, they don't have an ongoing Zelda in
production. They showed off new Zelda at E3.
Well, that's not
even if they do something. They tend to take more time with their games, so it's going to be a longer time before it comes out.
They showed like the test footage almost.
They showed
a landscape heroes or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the Hyrule game.
Hyrule Heroes.
Yeah, you're right. They did show
Hyrule Warriors is like out next week.
It looks so awesome.
All right,
I need a Wii U.
Adam, I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I got nothing.
Larry, talk about Critical Hit number one.
Why should I talk about Miner? It? You're supposed to be the one reviewing it.
But tell them about what the messages we got and stuff. You didn't like that? You didn't think that was weird?
I don't think it's appropriate for us to be talking about that.
Oh, maybe not, because it might be inside baseball. Yes. For black. Yeah, he might be right. We'll talk about it after.
Edit this out, Larry.
Yeah, it's some inside baseball. We probably shouldn't get into that. Check out our review of Critical Hit number one on OutrightGeekery.com. Any final thoughts, Larry?
Larry is speechless.
I was actually in the middle of saying something. You just kept going.
I was just waiting for you to finish. I'm terrible.
That should be a shirt.
Damn it, Gomer. That's a cool shirt.
I need to record my voice. God damn it, Gomer, and then just have a ringtone.
I'm just saying, I'd prefer that you didn't. That's the one cuss word that irks me.
He doesn't like the GD.
Damn it, Gomer.
Yeah. That's fine.
I wasn't even going to bring that up because you are supposed to have been doing a review about
that. I took care of that. But what was your final thought going to be, buddy?
You're the one who got all those emails, so I've
only... You sent them to me!
No, he's the one. He contacted
on Twitter.
I haven't read
technically,
any
this
words.
Doesn't make any
technically,
sense.
Technically, he contacted all of us. All right. On our Twitter page.
So,
we're doing something that's a little bit out of the meta right now.
Final thoughts. I was going to say, if y'all haven't heard, the NFL is wanting X to pay for the privilege of performing at the Super Bowl.
No, I defend the NFL on this.
Nope.
Last year, when Bruno Mars played the halftime show, his iTunes numbers spiked dramatically. He made a lot of money off playing the Super Bowl halftime show.
And he played it for free.
Agreed.
The NFL is already not having to pay a goddamn thing for this.
More
people, it is ridiculous for them to expect people to pay them to do a show for them.
They're in business to make money.
They make enough.
They want more. They want more.
Well, for the love of God, they make enough money.
On that note, there's tons of people
that
watch
got
the
to
Super
be a
Bowl
line.
For two reasons. Commercials and halftime shows.
That's right.
Not for the sports.
They're not teams and I like.
But it doesn't matter who's playing it. They're still going to watch it.
Oh, no.
They watched Bruno Mars last year.
I didn't want to.
But it was still a record-setting attendance for people watching
it. That's the reason why
you are not everyone,
Larry.
I understand.
If the act brings in more people,
that's not
shut up, NFL.
No. The game is what's bringing in people.
No,
the game is what's
getting
asses
in the seat. The fact of the matter is, I think
last year's game sure
pay.
That was a snooze fest.
Somebody will pay.
But still, more people watched last year's Super Bowl than any other Super Bowl before it.
Every year people are going to watch more. That's just the way things work nowadays.
So now it's come to the point where more people are watching the halftime show than ever before. Why shouldn't they rent out that space?
Because they're doing it for free.
Okay. They're doing it for money.
All right, let me ask you a question.
The artists are already doing it for free.
But here's the thing.
Morally, there has got to be a line. You just don't fucking cross. There's no morality in capitalism. Where are you at, man?
Charge for the right to perform? The NFL should lose control. They're basically renting a commercial out.
Sports commentator I saw brought up a good point. If this artist is paying to be on the stage, he gets to do whatever the hell he wants.
Well, he gets to still have to sign a contract. If I buy a blow-up, bounce house, I don't get to do whatever
I
want.
Yeah, they are only offering the privilege to pay
you the
multiple
to blow up
millions
house,
of
you
dollars.
Get to do whatever the hell
it's
you want.
It's still the NFL's time. They're merely renting it. Same way they rent those commercials.
Here's what will happen.
It's just time.
If the right artist, say a no-name person,
they're not letting no-names do
it.
Yeah,
it's three.
They're
it's
they are Katy Perry and somebody else.
And like, you too. The biggest bands band in the world.
So if they say no, what's the NFL going to do?
They're not going to say no.
Get Weird Al Yankovic.
Why not? Katy Perry is not going to say no to doing a show in front of over a million people.
A million people who aren't paying to see her do the damn show.
It doesn't matter.
Because last year when Bruno Mars did the halftime show, his numbers on iTunes.
But there's a difference.
Spiked.
Bruno Mars has some talent.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if talent or no.
It is all synth pop.
She's still
selling
albums.
Do a live show.
She's still selling
albums.
It
would hurt her career for that many people to see her perform live.
That's more of a thing about taste.
The NFL is quickly catching up to FIFA in terms of super villainy running sports.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
This is disgusting. And every now and then we should be disgusted with these things.
I was disgusted with the NFL when they shit on old people with concussions. When I stopped playing fantasy football.
I got no sympathy for the players.
For people who worked for a company and the company allowed them to be hurt.
Hang a minute. Did the players
I'm gonna Hulk out.
When did the players start playing? In the NFL, or did they start out as...
They sure as hell started taking the concussions in the NFL.
No, they didn't. They started in high school and college. No.
High schools aren't making $1 billion. The colleges.
I don't know. That's kind of like saying you feel bad for boxers who get hit in the face.
But the boxers aren't being told, no, you're going to be fine. You played with this concussion. Play again next week. You'll be fine. The NFL came out and said, you had a concussion last week. It doesn't matter. You'll be fine this week. That is horrible.
That's despicable. I agree with you.
That's what I'm talking about.
I agree with you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, that is having to do with the morality in the way the team works.
That's a different kind of morality.
That's a different kind of story. You can't hold that against the corruption in one team, or whether it's in all teams, you can't hold that against the NFL.
Oh, no, I can too. When the NFL can go in there and say, no, you can't take headshots anymore. When the NFL can go in and change rules and put down fines for breaking those rules, hell yes. The NFL can go in there and tell any fucking NFL team what they need to do.
You know what?
What?
Write an article about this so that our fans can read it on OutrightGeekery.com. That's all for today.
We're going to do a sports
check
podcast.
Check us out at ComicCity2.com, OutrightGeekery.com, Facebook.com/ComicCity2, or Facebook.com/OutrightGeekery.com.
Can I say,
the square table on iTunes.
Like us on iTunes and leave a comment. Rate us on iTunes. That really helps bring more attention to the cast. If we ask you anything, that's what we'd ask.
Good night, Elaine.
And this guy. Good night, Elaine.
Oh, man.